And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 13th of April, 2014. It's the birthday of Thomas Jefferson, born on his father's plantation in Albemarle County on the western fringes of the Virginia settlement in 1743, who was 33 years old when he wrote the Declaration of Independence. "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." It's the birthday of Samuel Beckett, born in Fox Rock, a suburb of Dublin, 1906, who wrote Waiting for Godot, Endgame, Crap's Last Tape. It's the birthday of the man who invented the game Scrabble, Alfred M. Butts, born in Poughkeepsie, New York, 1899, a game that was beloved by many writers, including Vladimir Nabokov, who had a special Russian version made for him and his wife. It's the birthday of the Irish poet Seamus Heaney, born in Castledawson, Ireland, 1939, the oldest of nine children. His father was a cattle dealer. Seamus Heaney grew up in a three-room thatched house on a farm. He said it was an intimate, physical, creaturely existence in which the night sounds of the horse in the stable beyond one bedroom wall mingled with the sounds of adult conversation from the kitchen beyond the other. And it's the birthday of the writer who said, "One place understood helps us understand all places better." The writer Eudora Welty, born Jackson, Mississippi, 1909, studied literature in college, wanted to become a writer or a photographer, but she needed a day job, worked for a while at a radio station in Jackson, spent a couple years as the society columnist for a Mississippi newspaper, worked as a photographer for the Works Progress Administration, and she hung out with her friends in Jackson. They played word games, went on picnics, drank bourbon, listened to jazz. She felt the Depression was less obvious in Mississippi than other places because it was such a poor state to begin with. When she was in her mid-20s, she sent a story to a literary magazine, and it was accepted, and that was the beginning of her career. Eudora Welty, who said, "I'm a writer who came of a sheltered life. A sheltered life can be a daring life as well, for all serious daring starts from within." Here's a poem by Willa Cather entitled Prairie Spring. "Evening and the flat land, rich and somber and always silent, the miles of fresh plowed soil, heavy and black, full of strength and harshness, the growing wheat, the growing weeds, the toiling horses, the tired men, the long empty roads, sullen fires of sunset fading, the eternal unresponsive sky. Against all this, youth flaming like the wild roses, singing like the larks over the plowed fields, flashing like a star out of the twilight. Youth with its insupportable sweetness, its fierce necessity, its sharp desire, singing and singing out of the lips of silence, out of the earthy dusk." Prairie Spring, a poem by Willa Cather. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.